While I was doing research, I found many, many wonderful things. For example, I found out that chimpanzees consume 117 different greens per year. We have in our health food store on a produce list 34 things we could call greens, including all the sprouts, all the dill and parsley and everything that we couldn't even eat in much quantities. So we really have very, very poor variety of greens. Also, the greens were wrongfully they were wrongfully classified as vegetables, and they're not. Vegetables is something that has starch in it, and greens don't have starch, almost don't have starch, so they have totally different nutrition. And in order to prove this, I made some more research, and I compared the green part of beets and the root, and the green part of parsley and the roots, and the carrots. And I found out that everything that the root has is a lot less than the greens. Greens are so much richer in everything. The only thing that the roots are richer is calories, because it's sugar, it's sweet. That's what we're going for. Actually, the roots are not even for us. The roots are for microorganisms. And in nature, you can never find the roots like that. In nature, roots look like hair, and they're called hairlets. That's the easiest way to feed the bacteria, the microorganisms. How it's all in nature? The plant gets some basic nutrients from the sun, or from the air, or from the water, and it feeds the microorganisms through the rootlets. They're slightly sweet, and then microorganisms create the variety of minerals that the plant needs for its flourishing. And we're actually not supposed to eat them. And we humans, we mistakenly thought that that's right, because it's sweet, that's for us, because we're the main person on the planet, and we were able to create really big root that fits our needs. Super side. And like, these roots never exist. You can never find in wild nature anything like that. It's a yam's root. It more looks like this, like lots of hair. That's what, like, more natural, but still it's too big. So the plant says, you can have my greens. I don't mind. I'll grow new ones next year. You can have my seeds even flowers, even stems, but leave the roots in the soil so that the soil could recover through the winter. So it doesn't, the microorganisms don't die, so the soil stays organic. Some years ago, all the soil was organic. It was 100% organic matter. Now it's less than 2% organic matter. Our soil is just fruitless dust. It's ruined. That's what we call erosion. And so it's supposed to be like the farm, like it's plants' kettle there underground. Okay. So what do we have in this in greens, for example? Let's take vitamin C. Greens have 6 times more vitamin C than in the roots. Vitamin A is very important for vision, for bones, for skin, for brain. 192 times more vitamin A in greens than in roots. Vitamin K is absolutely, absolutely essential. 90% of women, pregnant women and nursing mothers, totally lack vitamin K. What is the result of it? We give birth to children with deformed faces. A face has lots of cartilage in it, lots of cartilage tissue, and vitamin K is an essential part of cartilage. So we have all kinds of small noses and narrow jaws. That's because we don't have enough vitamin K. Vitamin K only exists almost completely in greens. So 2,000 times more vitamin K in greens than in roots. What do we humans do? We grow carrots or whatever, turnips, radishes, and then we pull them, and then we throw away the greens. We throw them away. We don't need them. Who cares? We just, sometimes we put them in a plastic bag. And then we boil it, and then we eat it. And we think we feel so smart. And if you go to the store and you have there this and this, many people will choose that or that, even over kale, right? It is very important to have a variety of greens, because if you remember one thing today, just remember this, you need to have variety. In nature, because greens is the main and prime food for all the creatures in the world, for birds, for insects, for humans, for animals, for all kinds of creatures. In order to protect themselves from extinction, all the plants placed, evolutionary, they placed a little amount, homeopathic amount of toxins, of a poison, in greens. It's very small, and if you eat variety, you're not going to be poisoned. Actually, you will have stronger immunity. It will strengthen your immunity. But if you will just have one kale every day, 365 days a year, it will eventually accumulate, and you will have effect. Once in a while, you probably heard that, oh, parsley has arsenic, we shouldn't eat parsley. It is homeopathic amount. If you eat a little bit of parsley, it's not going to hurt you. It has lots of benefits. Or they say, oh, spinach has oxalic acid. That's what I'm talking about. It's a homeopathic amount. But if you eat only spinach, then you're going to be poisoned with oxalic acid. Romaine lettuce, for example, has opium. And clover and alfalfa have nicotine as their toxin. And even wheatgrass has alkaloid. And if you drink wheatgrass every day, you will become nauseated, not because you're detoxing, but because you have accumulated that particular toxin in you. And that makes sense, right?